This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. I think I know what your intent of this thread, this theme that runs through your entire book, is that we need to prioritize reaching children when they're young. Tell us about that.
What you're talking about really goes back to a biblical principle as established in Proverbs, which is, you know, train up a child in the way he should go and he won't depart from it. And I would say that the other side of that coin is just as true. If you don't train up a child in the way he should go, he's not going to go the way he should go. He's going to go the way the culture wants him to go, the way that his heart drives him to go, the way that his peers push him to go. And so that's one aspect of it. But the other, again, I'm a researcher. And so I've looked at the research, and over the last 30 years, one of the things that's become clear is that people have been developing their worldview younger and younger. And so when you say, well, the disciples didn't seem to be ministering to children, yeah, we may not have that recorded as much, but Jesus certainly cared about the children. He talked about that. He taught about that. And the research today is showing us that a person's worldview is pretty much established by the age of 13. Now, why the difference? Largely because of media impact. Back in Jesus' day, you didn't have Instagram, you didn't have TikTok, you didn't have Facebook, you didn't have 400 TV channels, you didn't have music ever present on Spotify and YouTube and all these other places. Today, children are overwhelmed with messages through the media. And we can talk about media later on if you want, but the point I wanted to make here is that kids are driven to make choices at an earlier age today than they ever had to before. And they're given more information than they ever had before. So they've got the grist for their intellectual and emotional mills to help them make those choices. Maybe the one thing they're not getting is the spiritual input that they need. You alluded to some of the research I've done in the past year or so, where we found that most senior pastors of Christian churches do not have a biblical worldview. Also, the book talks about children's pastors and the fact that only 12% of them, just about one out of every eight of children's pastors, have a biblical worldview. Why does that matter? Because you can't give what you don't have. And I've made the statement publicly a number of times. You're probably putting your child in spiritual jeopardy by bringing them to a church, because they're going to be exposed to an incredible number of secular ideas and behaviors that are honored by the person who's running that children's ministry. And so it's more imperative than ever that parents recognize it is their biblical responsibility to raise their children. They can't simply drop the kids off at a church and say, here, you're the spiritual professional, you do it. Doesn't work that way in terms of responsibility, but now we're finding it doesn't even work that way in terms of substance, that they may not be getting the kind of spiritual substance and training and direction and accountability that they need as children to become disciples of Jesus.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.